Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your co-host. And of course, welcome back, Alistair Milroy from Breaking the Mold Accounting. How are you?
I'm really well.
Today, we wanted to talk about cryptocurrency. Initially, cryptocurrency was thought of as the way to hide your money, to sort of go outside of the system because it was highly unregulated. That doesn't happen anymore. It is very regulated now, and it doesn't matter where your cryptocurrency is being exchanged. If you're actively using your money, they're going to find it. Correct?
Biden's actually come out in the US and said he wants to see stronger regulation around cryptocurrency in particular. So it's still, I think, not completely regulated. But I think where it comes into transactions and where people are getting paid for it, yes, there's still the same due diligence needs. And particularly for large purchases, we've seen, you know, charter brokers saying they accept crypto now. You know, if you're going to be accepting any currency, you want to know that you can use that money where it came from is legitimate. So I think wherever it's used for property purchases or charters or yacht purchases, there is going to be a provider in the background working with that broker to put an audit trail in place to demonstrate where that money's come from before they accept it.
Well, we have a brand new breed of crew coming up, and they are actually taking their future a lot more seriously, I think, than my generation or even the generation after did. They're looking at investment opportunities. They're looking at ways to maximize their earnings. Is cryptocurrency, in your opinion, something that into the future will continue to grow and possibly give greater dividends than anything else on the market?
I think it will certainly grow. I don't see it going away. It's another currency. I think in terms of investment, I wouldn't put 100% of whatever I've got to invest in one asset class. Generally, diversification is the way to go. And I think you've got to look very careful what the crypto is. We were talking just before the show, Rhea, last year, it seemed to be every time I met someone, they'd made a five-figure sum out of crypto. And when everybody you meet seems to be making money, what's driving it? Is there really something to it, or is it a bubble and is it going to come down? And yeah, again, it only takes a comment from someone like Elon Musk to see fairly big corrections in value. I would be, yeah, certainly wouldn't be seeing it as putting all my eggs in that basket. I think you always need to diversify any investment strategy and over the long term, and crypto probably form part of that.
So technically speaking then, if you invest your money on cryptocurrency and you don't touch that, you don't, you know, you just sort of amass more and more and more, and perhaps you do purchase something with that cryptocurrency, but who you purchase that from, is it possible to hide that? Is it possible to hide that money if none of it ever actually goes into a bank? If the people that are using it, everybody involved is using cryptocurrency to survive, and each transaction is solely cryptocurrency, is there a way for the government to track that if it never hits a bank?
Yeah, I think they're going to look like any government. If you're unlucky to have a tax audit, they will look at what you're earning and what you've got in your names. If you haven't disclosed it, then you'll be subject to penalties on that. So, yeah, there's, in terms of growth in crypto, I think there's two sides. There's obviously if you're being paid in crypto for something you've done, like your salary or services, that's income. And most international countries have tax legislation which defines what income is. And if you're working with someone, you're being paid, whether it's in a cash currency or whether it's in crypto, but there's an employment contract, yeah, that's going to fall into income, and you need to declare that. If you're sitting on an investment and it's going up in value, you should be talking to your tax advisor or accountant around, you know, what you need to do with those assets. When tax authorities see you've got something, or if you're withdrawing that and spending it, then they'll look at, well, what lifestyle are you living? Where did the money come from? And in some countries, certainly I think you'll find in Canada and Australia as examples, they have fairly wide-ranging powers to look at, you know, in effect say, right, we think you earned this much to live the lifestyle you're living, and they'll assess you on that, and it's up to you to prove that that's not correct.
That's kind of scary, actually, when you think of it. I mean, yeah. You know, what if you're only earning X and the lifestyle that you are living is as a result of having absolutely amazing friends, which I'd love to have some of those. But, you know, how can they feasibly, you know, attack you for that?
Well, they will look at the way you're living and assess you. It's up to you then to demonstrate that if it was gifts from friends, but you've got to be able to prove and evidence where that funding is coming from to live the lifestyle. Yeah, I think that we're living in an age where data is much more important. So you have to submit your returns electronically and you have to be holding your data in a electronic accounting system. That's going to mean that data is going to be much more readily available to governments.
Well, if somebody is looking at cryptocurrency, with the various amounts of different types of cryptocurrency out there now, how do they know, especially if they're looking at investment opportunity, how do they know which one to pick?
That's a really good question. I'm going to say I'm not an investment advisor, so it's absolutely important if someone is looking at investing, you know, take advice. Like any investment, you need to understand, you know, if it's a company and you're buying shares, you need, and I'm using that example because it's something that's easy to understand, but if you look at Apple, you can see what they're selling. You know there's a demand for iPads and iPhones and what the latest MacBook is, and you can see their earnings, and what you're buying is future earnings based on, you know, the price you're paying is based on what your expected future earnings are going to be. And I think you need to do the same if you're looking at crypto. You need to understand what is backing that cryptocurrency. Again, we saw with the doggy coin crypto currency last year that Elon Musk came out and said, I think this is a bit of a bubble, and it dropped quite quickly in value. But he'd also said he'd invested lots of money in it and people had followed him. Following someone who's got a high profile in terms of what they're tweeting isn't a very sensible investment decision. You need to understand what you're buying. And I think the other important piece is understand who you're buying from and making sure what you're buying is actually legitimate and it's, you know, it's liquid, that there is a market where you can resell it again. We've certainly seen stories where people buy a currency that then they find isn't liquid, or talking to some finance brokers, they're doing cryptocurrency for sort of high value property in places like London and New York, et cetera. But you know, they will not do that deal unless they can ascertain where that crypto is. And there's specialist firms who will look at that currency and say, yes, we can see where it's come from, it's verified. And you know, if that doesn't come back, or the person offering that crypto isn't prepared to go through that process, yeah, the deal won't go ahead.
It doesn't matter what currency you're using to purchase anything nowadays. The fact is, gone are the cowboy days of being able to hide your income. You got to declare it, no matter whether it's cryptocurrency or whether it's cold hard cash, the same way we've been doing business for years and years and years. You have to know where it's coming from, and you have to make sure to declare it.
With crypto, I think it's important that you could be being paid for a service and that's income, but you could be holding it as an investment. And if that moves in value, that depending on where you are, that could also be a capital gain. If you're trading it daily, then it's probably income because you're actually in business of trading crypto. Most governments now have said, you know, if you're being paid in crypto or if you're holding crypto, we do consider it falls within our capital gains or income tax legislation.
Alistair, as always, it's a pleasure and informative for me, hopefully as well for our viewers, but I know that I learn something every week.
Thank you.
You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your co-host. We'll see you again next week.